Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, so our next guest is Max Cooper III. He's from Lenexa, graduate of Olathe Northwest, and this is his local band, The Whips. You can find them on Spotify, by the way. But if the name Max Cooper III might sound familiar, you're obviously a fan of The Voice on NBC. As I am. And T and I were watching on Monday night, and this kid comes out. Please don't take offense to me calling you a kid, but you're 30 years younger than we are. And he absolutely blows it away with a version of Cooler Than Me. Here is a sample. I would already. That's Snoop turning around immediately. My arms, I
I hope that you like this.
That's all you need.
But you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face. And you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey.
Incredible.
Niall Horan is trying to figure out if he's going to turn. It's probably because Buble knows he's going to, but can't decide. There is Reba.
Because it sure seems you got no doubts.
And Max Cooper III joins us in studio. Hello,
Hi,
young man. We're very proud of you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
I love your backstory. You started playing piano at age 3.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just sit down and do it? And did your parents realize, oh my gosh, he knows what he's doing here?
Yeah. I mean, basically what happened was before we even had a piano, I used to take out the pots and pans in the kitchen and I used to drum them, but my parents said it was like with a beat. So it wasn't just like,
yeah,
you know, I was like, I had a consistent, steady rhythm. So they kind of knew I already had, you know, music in my veins. And so when we got a piano, they weren't really surprised, is what they told me.
Were they musicians at all, or are they musicians at all?
They are not musicians.
No. I'm always fascinated by the musical brain and how it works and how did you get to this space? You started professionally taking lessons and things at what, age 7?
Yes, age 7. Kansas City School of Music from Scott Smith. So, yeah.
Wow.
You achieved one of the rarest, well, the rarest thing on The Voice, and that's the 4-chair turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play your duet with Michael Bublé here in just a moment, which had to be surreal.
Yeah.
When you saw his chair turnaround, did you know you were going with Bublé? Was there any doubt?
I kind of knew, yeah, I would go with him. But I went in with the mindset of like, if one of the coaches says something, you know, like I could go with them. Like
yeah.
It was kind of up in the air because they're all legends and I respect all of them.
So were you nervous? You've performed your entire life,
yeah.
But not, this is different. This is next level.
I have not felt nerves like, you know, this since I was a kid, like the first time I performed on stage ever, like my hands were shaking, honestly, like towards the middle of the song when like half the coaches turned already, I couldn't even feel my hands. It was like an out of body experience. I didn't even know what was going on at that point. And I finished the song and I'm like, oh, I'm done. All right, cool.
Was it going through your mind that you're right, they're all legends, Bublé, Reba McEntire, Niall Horan from One Direction, Snoop Dogg, and all four of them turn around, but somewhere in the back of your mind, was there a play like, oh my God, millions of people are going to see this. Obviously, it wasn't live. This was recorded over the summer. But at some point, millions of people, and you're playing in front of thousands already in the audience, millions of people are going to see this.
In the moment, I wasn't really thinking about that. All I could think about is I was meeting my idol. You know, I looked up to Michael Bublé my whole life, really. You know, he was one of the first jazz musicians I ever listened to. And like I said to him on stage, Just Haven't Met You Yet is one of the first songs I have ever played live.
Wow.
So I wasn't even really thinking about it being aired at that point, honestly.
Did you know you were, because he comes, I can't remember, and I'm going off memory here, which is faulty. Had you picked him to be your coach before he came up to sing with you or after?
After. I picked him after.
Obviously, he knows you're going to go with him at that point.
The duet moment is just crazy, and you just launch into the song and start playing.
Yeah. I mean, I love that song, and I had no idea he would come up and sing with me, but thankfully I've played that song so many times. It's just kind of muscle memory.
Yeah, I wondered if they gave you a heads up, like, you need to have this ready. No, you did that completely off the cuff.
It was not prearranged.
No, I mean, I'm a dueling piano player, so I play random requests, like, you know, all the time. So it's a song I kind of have in my repertoire already.
Yeah.
So I had it ready, you know.
So did you study music? Did you go on, you know, and you're only 23. Did you go on through school and do that? And you play now in Lawrence?
Yeah. You know, I went to KU for music composition. I never ended up graduating because I eventually started doing my own thing. Social media was blowing up.
Yeah.
So I am classically trained. You know, I'm classically trained and also trained in jazz. So like I told Michael on stage, I love throwing in jazz elements into pop music. So that's the best part about the training that I got.
So the coaching, and I know you can't get into the details of how far you got in the show. We respect that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep it fun and interesting and suspenseful for the audience as well, as I want it for me. I don't want to know how far you got.
Yeah.
But how often do you meet with the coaches, and do you have to fly out to them, or do they fly out to you?
I'm thinking about what I can say. You know,
let me rephrase the question, because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Obviously, you picked Michael Bublé to be your coach. Clearly, you had at least one coaching session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when, if you've seen the show before, you meet with your coaches before, like, you know, every time you're about to go on stage again. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say working with him was awesome. You know, he's a great guy. Like, it's so cool that I can actually say that I've talked with him personally, and he's like a really good dude. It's awesome when you're like, the people you look up to are actually like great
people. Good people, good humans, right? And so where, regardless of what happened, where does that platform launch you now? Regardless of what happens,
your phone now had to be blown up on Monday.
You now are on the national stage. Like, what do you do with that moving forward?
Well, I am releasing original music. I just released a song last Friday called Greenlight, and you know, I got that out, and I was so happy about it. And I plan on getting a band together and performing all around Kansas City and all around the country. Really, I just want to show people my music. And one of my favorite things about the show is I was able to show people that I'm an artist. Like, I arranged that song Cooler Than Me. I made it my own jazz arrangement. And I feel like a lot of times when people go on the show, it's just, you know, the exact arrangement that the original artist sang, but right. I was able to arrange it myself. It wasn't just me singing. I'm not just a singer, but I'm an overall artist.
I've always said, if you're going to do a cover, do it better or do it different.
Mm-hmm.
And you did, buddy.
I think you did it better and different. I'm not kidding. I'm not blowing smoke.
Have you been recognized yet, just around town? Has anyone said, weren't you on The Voice?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, people haven't come up to me. I mean, some have, but I get a lot of people. Like, I was at a restaurant last night, and my girlfriend is like, they're talking about you over there. And I'm like, no way. And she's like, I just heard them mouth The Voice and pointed at you. I was like,
how does that feel, man?
It's so funny to me. I mean, it's crazy. I never thought I would be in this position before. So it's really funny because it really does come out of nowhere. You never really expect it.
But didn't you, Max? You're so good. You did some part of you didn't think I'm going to end up on some national stage at some point.
I mean, that was the end goal. But like, I didn't think it would, you know, do it. It's awesome, really.
You don't have to be modest.
Yeah.
You know you're talented, right?
I mean, you know, I'm all right, you know?
He's humble.
You do the league minimum.
Yeah.
He's humble, and we love it, and we cannot wait to see how this turns out,
no,
truly.
Thank you.
Can we play a little bit of the Michael Bublé?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Just a couple more questions. We'll let you go, get on your way.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to
meet you. I could talk to you guys all night, really.
Oh, you're
this
sweet.
Is fun.
Bublé's up to it again. Up to his old tricks again. The other coaches are bummed.
Yeah. You want to start?
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I've stopped keeping track.
I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down.
I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Everybody, let's go.
And I also know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get.
Oh, yeah.
I just happy next to you, yeah.
Max, everybody!
So cool!
What was going through your mind as you're watching that the other night, on Monday night, you're seeing yourself on stage with your musical
That's
hero.
Me.
Most people, 99.99999% of people don't get that chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking he sounds exactly like the recording. It was...
You sound exactly like him.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Yeah, I saw some comments saying he's like Bublé's son. Like,
you guys crushed it.
Yeah. Thank you. It was awesome, because you know when musicians get you always know what they're doing when they can just do it on the spot,
right?
And it's hard, you don't meet a lot of musicians like that, and of course Michael Bublé is one of those musicians, so it was so cool. He's just like, can I get on stage? And he seemed more excited than I was, honestly, to sing with me, and I'm like, you know who you are, right?
Right. Well, and I just remember we were watching the show on Monday, it was Monday night I think, and it came up that you said I'm from Kansas City, and I said,
what?
No way, this kid's not from here. And I looked over at my girlfriend and I said, I have got to get him on the show. Wait, and that's when I said, and I don't mean to interrupt, Danny, I beg your pardon. When I put your name on Facebook the other night, I was stunned by how many connections you and I have. The Glasscock family, the Schoenfeld family, my daughter worked with your sister. And that's where I got your phone number, was from my daughter.
It is a small town. We are thrilled to watch your journey, no matter how it turns out. We are so proud of you, and I am so thankful you started playing piano at age 3. What a story, Max.
What a
thank
gift.
You. Thank
what
you
a gift.
All right, when the show is over and we find out where you finished, and even if it's not number one, fine, who cares? Will you come back? I know we had some restrictions on what we were allowed to do. Mm. One of them from The Voice was you weren't allowed to play live in our studio,
yeah.
And I understand the reasons why. But when it's all said and done, if you're not selling out T-Mobile Center and maybe we're too small for you, will you come back and play a couple songs for us?
Yeah, I would love to. That would be so fun. Yeah.
Max Cooper III, his new single is Green Light.
You can find it on Spotify.
Thank you so much for your time, Max.
Thank you for having me.
Also the lead singer and pianist, I believe, in The Whips.
Yes.
Also on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Max
you so
Cooper
much.
Max Cooper III, ladies and gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.